Alex Marlowe's breaking the news exposes financial ties between New York Times, pro-amnesty billionaires. By John Binder on May 31, 2021. Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlowe's breaking the news. Exposing the establishment media's hidden deals and secret corruption exposes the financial ties between the New York Times and billionaires with an agenda to pass amnesty for illegal aliens in the United States. In first book, Marlowe details the financial connections of the Times shareholders in its agenda-pushing coverage. Specifically, the book notes the timeline where Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim Hilu became a shareholder in the Times while he and the newspaper lobbied lawmakers to pass amnesty for illegal aliens. An excerpt from Breaking the News reads, "If the establishment had an establishment, and it does, it is the New York Times. And it is crystal clear to honest observers of the Times that their editorial decisions reflect the people in their leadership. Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim Hilu loaned the New York Times Company $250 million in 2009. Slim doubled his stake to 16.8% in 2015, making him the company's largest shareholder. In 2017, he reduced his stake back to 8%. Why would Slim, a telecommunications magnate and one of the world's richest men? Forbes said he was in fact the richest person alive from 2010 to 2013, get involved in the New York Times. The Times was worth about $1 billion at the time, or roughly 1/50th Carlos Slim's wealth. Is it because he wanted to beef up the copy desk and felt the need to ensure the Metro editor got a raise? Or was it, perhaps, to gain influence via what was arguably the world's most important newspaper? Slim has been a fierce advocate for America to grant amnesty to illegal aliens. The Times has consistently pushed for amnesty since Slim's arrival. In August 2014, he personally launched a campaign to advance this agenda. Slim's initiative to drive mass migration to the U.S. has been so aggressive that in 2014 he encouraged young people in Mexico to flee the country for the U.S. former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) program that allows certain young illegal aliens to remain in the U.S. was heavily promoted by Slim at the time of its inception. Working with the Catholic Association of Latino Leaders, Slim bankrolled the executive amnesty by helping to pay $645 fees for illegal aliens applying for DACA. Then, in 2017, Slim began funding an effort to get Mexican green card holders through the U.S. naturalized citizenship process as quickly as possible. The book also highlights Facebook's ties to the Times and Slim. A month later, in September 2014, when Facebook was worth a mere $200 billion, it's worth about $750 billion today. Founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg went to Mexico City to deliver a speech at a charity event hosted by Carlos Slim, where he discussed, according to Forbes, reforming the U.S. immigration system. Rebecca Van Dyke, then Facebook's marketing chief, joined the NEAT company board the following year. Connections like these are endless at the Times, and an investigative team could spend years turning over every stone, each one revealing potential for corruption. All of this is to say that the paper, known for the motto "All the news that's fit to print" is run in a manner less focused on comprehensiveness and accuracy and appears to be more focused on advancing agendas and vested interests. The New York Times is often used as a weapon for and against causes, usually political or cultural. Those interests typically align with the globalist and liberal establishment figures who make up their personnel. The New York Times is, essentially, a weapon. And that weapon is quite powerful. Since Van Dyke's joining the Times Company's board of directors, Facebook has launched multiple campaigns for amnesty, mass immigration, and increases to the foreign visa worker pipeline to the U.S. Facebook, along with other tech conglomerates such as Google, Amazon, and Twitter, has been dominating the lobbying efforts behind amnesty legislation this year. Zuckerberg, as well as former President George W. Bush, are among the leading amnesty advocates at the moment. Breaking the News is now available. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.